Good morning. This past week's daf was daf ayin, the beginning of the seventh perek hamadi, in Maseches Ksubos. Let's see the Mishnah. Zok to Mishnah, hamadi is ishtar meleihonus loy. So made a neder that his wife can't have hanor from him. So Rashi already is ma'or that l'chor sounds like it's including she can't have hanor from him, b'chlal. So that includes, that be'etzim should include even hanor's tashmish. And if it did and it answered, then the shear of Lama Yerim wouldn't be like we had in the Mishnah before. Samech Halachom Omebeis over there, Kont Beisil, Shabbos Achas. Nozok Rashi, Ein Hanos Tashmish Shein Neser Oleho Doho Meshubilo. Inochinami. Right, you know, it's vehement. It's not like the Gemara Taka asks, even on Mizoinis, which is really that's the halacha that the Mishnah is working with. As a result of this neder, she can't have hanor from him, as far as Mizoinis is concerned. And that's the sugya. That you know, how is that neder chal? Zok Rashi. That as far as Hanos Tashmish, Ein Nesa, the whole Meshubilo, that is a Shibis. We'll have to work through the Gemara to see, because really the Gemara asks the same question on Mizoinis, right? And the answer will have to only work for Mizoinis, not for Tashmish. But that again, let's just hear that again. That's what the Ha'or over here is that. That this neder really should include Hanos Tashmish. And if it does ask Hanos Tashmish, so the Zmanim, the Shiurim of Shehiya, in that would be really based on the Isuri Tashmish, which are less than Mizainis. Mizainis, so the Amish tells the Shleishim Yoim and Tashmish that the Zman Shehiya is only Shavua Echad. According to Beis Hill, that's the basis of this ha'orah. So Rashi says that this nether was not meichel anisanor from Tashmish to hamishubilo. He's mishubid hilchach b'shvil Tashmish ein lon l'koyv l'hoitzi v'liting suba. For now, it's mizayin. It's more a part of hamishubilo. Right? Rashi bavon the kasha how Rashi is explaining over here. So, like, what's the difference? Both have the same issue of Meshubidlo. Taisvis, on the other hand, the top Taisvis argues on Rashi. Maybe we'll see when we learn the Gemara, the Rais that Taisvis has. But the very end of Tosfos Mefarshu Bein Hatam Lohanos Loi Loi Mashma Elo Hanoas Mizoinis. Zog Tosfos that the reason why the nether is not asking Tashmish over here is because Poshut the lotion of the nether does not include that. That's why there's no issue over here. Lohanos Loi Loi Mashma Hanoas Mizoinis. Milehonis loy. So clear what the mashmois and that is. In even the pshat in Tosfos, when Tosfos says that this loshna of the netter, it's hanoas mizoinis loy mashmo el hanoas mizoinis. I mean, Pashas Haloshim from Tosfos sounds like it's specifically Mizoinis. Meaning to say, not only you could have made a chiddush between monetary issues and that. This is mashma that specifically mizonis. If that's dafka in Tosfos, looks like that the Mefarshim maybe understand what Tosfos means is a chiluk between hanos aguf or hanos momen, or else I think in the Aruch HaShulchan explains that the mashmois is Hano that she is receiving, only she's receiving, as opposed to Tashmish that he has a Hano from that also. Akopon, but Tosfos's shita is that in this Gemara that the Loshen of the Nether only talks to Mizainis as opposed to Tashmish, and in Rashi would be Mashma that the Etzim Neder, the Loshen HaNeder, really includes Tashmish also. Novos, that since he's Meshubit to her for that, that's why it's not Chal, and he's not Meshubit to her for Mizainis, as the Mora will explain.
So that's just hit me now when the Rav said it, but from the Mishnah that we had, you know, in the last parak, right? So you see that neder is shayach by tashmish, and you know, I guess you know, if it's limited, you know, maybe we're talking about someone that is not meshubed more than 2 weeks, or but
that's a valid question. It's a valid question what you're asking, and there are ways of making the neder. There are ways of making the nether over there.
Sorry, are you asking on Rashi or Tosfos, or just generally?
It would be I mean, Rashi, or maybe a possible reason why Tosfos is chalik on Rashi. You know, but the question would be on Rashi.
Okay, fine.
So, I mean, in order to be meichel this neder over here, it has to be, like Rashi says over there, he also hanos tashmish echolai, right? He really has to answer himself, right? In order for that to be chal, right? He can't answer her. So that neder in that mishnah is minahi that it was made in a specific way, mm-hmm. Right? This mishnah wasn't made like that, right? So that's why mitzarechod that the terms that were used were something which would include all hanois, but he doesn't have the ability. He's mishubit, and that's what Rashi means. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's see. Zot mishta hamadas ishim l'haris loy. Ad lamed yer miam in parnas. Yes, and mikain yaitzi v'yitain ksuba. The Mishnah says that ad lamed yer miam in parnas. The parnas, someone who's gonna. She'll get her mezonis through a third party. The Gemara explains. We'll see how that, why that's better. But Yamei Parnas is a way that she'll get her mezonis and they won't be over on the nether. That's an Eitzah. But Zot Gemara, that's only for 30 days, right? That Eitzah only works for 30 days. Now, and Zok Mikan, yes, Mikan Yaitzi Yitin Suva. More than that Yaitzi Yitin Suva. Now, just for clarification purposes over here that Emerson, we in the sugya before on Samech Aleph over there, the Mishnah of Batashmish, so there's also a duration time that we have over there. That we're waiting. Let's say called Mesilat, it's a Shvua Achas. And the Gemara over there already brings Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, which is the same Machlekes over here in our Sugur. Now, as far as what the halacha in the Mishnah is, the Mishnah says that let's say by us for 30 days you wait. So what are we talking about? Are we talking about how much the original nether was made? That if the original nether was made for 30 days, not more than 30 days, that's what the halacha is that you wait. But if the nether was made for more than 30 days, that you don't wait at all, then that's the halacha is itakas yoytz miyad. Or the Mishnah is saying that regardless, that you're always waiting 30 days. If the nether was 30 days, it's fine. So, you know, you wait and then it's not relevant anymore. And if the nether was more than 30 days, so you wait the 30 days. And then after that point, that the parnas is not an eighth anymore, so then he's moitzi. So this is Machlokes Gemara Taka, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Since we're familiar with that, so maybe we could incorporate that in our discussion now. Now let's see over here. It's mevuyah in the Mishnah that there is a basis over here in this situation of a yoytzi v'iteng suba. Now, when we say yoytzi v'iteng suba, l'chayda, this halacha, just to establish over here what this means over here, is that where is this halacha coming from? Meaning to say, this is a, you know, halacha in Bezin, you know, Bezin, you know, step in over here and cause him to be mighty. Or what this means is that it's a right that his wife has to be teiveya or get. Right? And he's mechuyav ksuba since he's the one who's responsible for this situation. Right? In Kipshuta, that's what we're talking about. And only if she's interested in the get. There's no halacha, you know, that he has to be megarisher, like, you know, if there's an isser, you know, right, between the ish and the ish. Right? This matzav over here is a matzav that warrants or that justifies a tefiah, a claim for a get. And that's, I think, the simple understanding of what this halacha is, and therefore Bezin will act on it if she's being tevei get. But I don't think that, you know, that the halacha means that Bezin, you know, when they hear about this, they step in and they force him to give a get. That's what I would think. Even whatever the Rishonim talk about, you know, whether it's forcing, not forcing, but that's only if there's a tefiyah mitzad the ish.
What you're saying is even according to all the Rishonim, even looking kutzfru in this machlokas between Rabbeinu Chananel and everybody else. Even the people who say Kaifinin, they're only Kaifinin if she goes to Beis Din. That's what you want to say.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was thinking over here. Okay, that's now that what is Taka the basis over here of this, the reason to be Megarish? So, kipshutai. What the halacha is the din of yamim parnas, right? What would be if there was no such thing as a parnas, or what would be if a parnas is not practical? Right? You don't have there is no parnas over here. So the halacha would seem to be that it's imigarish miyad. Right, let's say, according to Shitas Rav, if the nether was Yoyis Mishloishim Yoyim, so you are Megarish Miyad. So it would seem like from there that the basis of this tefillah is the fact that she can't get her mezainis. Right? That's what it is. That if the husband causes a situation that she can't get her mezainis from him, so that's the basis. That's the basis of her claim to get out of the situation. That to be married to someone that she can't get her rights, her mezainis from him, is a right for her too to get out of the situation.
I'm missing. If she has, someone providing for her, right? The mishulash.
I'm talking about without that.
Right.
And what I'm saying is that what's the base tefillah over here that for gerushin? What I'm coming to say is that the base tefillah sounds like it starts before parnas, right? That's the chur of what it is.
You see, that's where I'm getting confused. Right? Our mission is talking about a case where there was a parnas, mm-hmm. right? So there, she more than 30 days she gets divorced, and the rub seems to be saying that the reason she gets divorced there is the same reason that she gets divorced
right.
here.
What I'm getting at, I'll tell you what I'm getting at okay. is that even though the Gemara says that the reason why seems to think more that after 30 days she could claim a get is because of bizoyin, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's the root of things, right? Because so let's say fine, okay. So you won't be in Spanish from you're getting a, you're, if you're embarrassed by getting from a parent, okay. So stop the parents. Okay. Now what? The answer is that, well, the more so, right? It's not because of the parents, it's not because of the bizoyin that she's getting from the parents that's her claim to the get. The base claim is because I need my mezainis. On that, the mission says, well, you need him from, we could get your mezainis. We have an eitzah, parnas. On that, we're saying that eitzah is only an eitzah for 30 days, because after that, to get mezainis with bizoyin is also, I have a right not to. Right? So the base, the base of the tiny is my mezainis. You want to tell me I could get my mezainis in this way? Okay, fine. But if there's a downside to getting mezainis in that way, that's not a good eitzah. But the root of things is the right to get mezainis, right? That's what it is. So therefore, of course, that if there was no parnas, right? So then it's not going to change things, right? Parnas lechari is just parnas is not created. It's not the creation of the problem, right? Parnas the problem of parnas is that it's a limited eitzah for the real problem, right? That's what we're offering over here. Right, the real problem is that she's not getting her mezainis. Right? On that, what we're telling her is, you could get your mezainis. I have an eitzah. So on that, basically, she's saying is that shkoyach, but that eitzah, is not going to last, right? Because that eitzah comes with a bitterness which sets in, and based on the bitterness of that eitzah, she has a right to say that's not an eitzah. Now,
so hold on a second, because later the Gemara is going to say, right, that he has a. It seems like everybody agrees he has the right to say, "Simas anasayich mi masay yadayich."
Okay,
but he's allowed to say that, right?
Okay,
and then she would have to go out and work and get her own mezonos, right?
I mean, regardless,
and he wouldn't have to divorce her, correct? Am I wrong?
Regardless, she has to produce a Maisi Yadayim, right?
Right, but I'm just talking about a case where she doesn't have the ability to, right, to totally support herself. Right? And so
he has to divorce her, right, it's not, En Maspik, right, and all we're saying is, no, because if it's En Maspikin, then maybe it's not Chal. Oh, we're talking a Devar and Katan. That's what all right, I'll have to think about it.
Okay, well,
it's getting complicated.
Hopefully we'll get there, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we'll get there, we'll see. So now, So if this is accepted, maybe this is a point that wasn't contemplated, but at least we'll raise it as something to think about. But that's what I would think. And now like this. Now the Mishnah says, so the cheshvin of 30 days, fine, we'll take, you know, that sat in the Gemara, that first it's really totally in the terutzim of the Gemara, but we'll go with that first time that the Gemara says that the cheshvin of 30 days is because then shami inshi, people hear about it, and zila milsa. That's why the Eitzah of Parnes is only for 30 days, not more than 30 days. Now, if the nether was made for not more than 30 days, that definitely the Mishnah is saying, is Yami Parnes. So what that means is that there's no grounds for a Gerushin. Because she'll still get mezainis. Now the yam panis her is a chiyav, a taka chiyav on him, because he's mechuyav mezainis. He made an eder, but he still has to be mekayim his chiyav. Since if there's a way to mekayim his chiyav, then he has to do that. Right, so he's mechuyav to be maimin a panis. And the chisa that as long as there's a modest parnas, so fine. So then she's getting her mezainis. So the nether basically is not giving her any rights, any claims to a gerushin, because her shibud, what she has a right to, is being fulfilled. Granted, maybe, you know, it's not in the opportune way, but it works. And being that it works, so there's no, so she has no claims. Now we understand that's the halacha. Now let's just talk about this. That's it. Now more than 30 days. So this is Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. What's the halacha? Right? If the nether was made for more than 30 days, whatever, unlimited, more than 30 days. Now, what's the halacha in such a case? Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel, I think that's how we paskin, is that in this case also, right, you wait 30 days. L'chayra, the pshat in that is because, right, there's no basis for her claim at this point, because she's getting mezainis. And fine, you know, when the problem sets in after 30 days, now this eitz is not an eitz anymore, because she's not mechuyav to take mezainis in a way that's a bizoyin. So that eitz is not an eitz anymore as far as we're concerned. So now she has her tefillah to get. Right? That's why, according to Shmuel, there's always shloishim yoyim. So that means that what we're saying is that according to Shmuel, Kinira, that we need to have the problem in front of us in order for her claim. If the problem's not in front of us, meaning to say, because right now we're within 30 days, there's no basis to the claim. Shitas Rav, what Shitas Rav? Rav holds that if the net was made for more than 30 days, then he has to give her a get right away. Right? Apparently she has a tefillah right away. So how would we understand that? I mean, you're getting mizoynis, you have no mizoyn. What's the basis of that? So the way to understand that is that being that this situation, the way this situation is that where she's destined of a situation that warrants a get, so she doesn't have to wait till it actually kicks in, but once the matzav is set up so that she's destined of of a situation which is going to create a right for a get, so she has that fear right away. She doesn't have to wait it out. That's l'chore how you could have understood Shmuel Shita.
Shmuel,
I mean Rav Shita, excuse me. Right? Shita's Rav. Shita's Rav holds that more than 30 days she can get a get right away.
How would that fit in with the Kohen?
So we'll have to talk specifically about Kohen. We'll get to there and then uh-huh. We'll try to chesh v'nerois. Right. Kohen regardless. Right, we need to understand.
I mean, so you're saying Bizon is really only a Tam in Shmuel.
Bizon is only a Tam in Shmuel.
Or it's a Tam in Rav, it's just that because she's going to eventually get it, right. She doesn't have to wait till she gets the
Matzah. Right. Bizon is always... Because what we're saying right now is that the Machlekes is that do I have to actually... Is her claim only valid only once the Bizon actually sets in when it's in front of us, right? Right, or if it's destined to be, so then she has a claim right away. She doesn't have to be put into a situation.
We could say that the bizoyon is the fact that the husband is doing it for such a long period of time, according to Rav, that if you have a parnes for a week or two, okay, so you know it's not such a bizoyon. But if everybody knows that you're going to have a parnes for more than a month, so you know the word's going to go out. You know something's you know.
So you're saying the machlokes is how long you need for bizoyon. That's what you want.
I'm just trying to follow that. What do you mean to say?
That's what you're saying, right?
No, the question is when does the bizoyon kick in?
That's what I just said.
So, but
how long do you need before bizoyon starts? Shmuel says a month, and Rav says less than a month.
How do people, you're saying that people know in the onset?
It sounds like
that people don't know till after it's going on for a month. So you want to say that Gemara is?
Well, I'd have to look at the washing. I just assume that if they were, certain acts are louder than others. So if you do a small thing, you know, no one will hear about it for 30 days.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
But if you say that you know you're going to be put a parnes on her for 6 months, right? So people are going to immediately hear about it, and therefore the bizayon starts at day one.
That's what I want to see. You want to see the Gemara is talking about maybe Poshub Shat in the Mishnah really Taki is talking about a nether which is. Just trying to see if that works. The Gemara is addressing a nether, 30 and between the short nether and a long nether. I'm sorry, I'm not doing that. According to what you're saying, the Gemara is talking about a long nether. No, I don't know how to do that. How do that?
He's just saying is that the Gemara is talking.
But see, the Gemara is making a Mishnah. See, he's only talking about less than 30. You're saying less than 30, that's why we waited out. More than 30. So maybe that's what it means. More than 30, there's Bizoyin. Does that mean Shami Inchi? What does that mean?
Is the Bizoyin that by 30 days already people are going to notice something's funny? Or the other opinion would be that if it's a bigger netter, it's going to spread, and therefore, you know, at day one, it's going to already cause a bizoyon.
The way I'm just understanding is that if he made a netter for 30 days, they have to get a 30-day parnas, and that's not going to spread so much. But if he made a blanket netter, they have to get a general parnas, and to get a general parnas, that's going to be more mefursim,
right.
And it'll be mefursim even from the beginning.
Right.
That's the way you're saying it.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah,
it would be. Okay. Tvei, Shami Ba'inchi, Dezil Ba'Milso. that'll be in the duration of the nether. Tfei, if the nether was made, akaponim, according to Rav, that's how you could touch with that Gemara, what that means.
When you say Rav, you mean Yotzi la'altar?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's could be a possibility.
I want to just throw out a question there to mm-hmm. consider. Is it possible, the Gemara, I don't know if the Gemara mentions it here at all, I don't remember it, but is it possible that the Zion is only a Tam and Shmuel? And according to Rav, there's an issue of Nachash Katifa. That, you know, why should this woman have to live with this guy who's making Nedarim on her?
And what's the difference between 30 and not 30? 30 more than 30?
Uh-huh, right. Okay, because, you know, if you know something's limited to 30 days, you can get through it. If they're making a general forever, you don't know, you're in a situation where, you know, it's much harder. We saw that far before, where a woman, it had to do with the husband going away, if he makes a netter, but he's a sailor, he's going to be away for 6 months anyway, and he makes a netter, maybe she should have to wait 6 months before she divorces him. And it said, no, when she knows that he's coming back in 6 months, she can wait. But if she doesn't know, she's like, in limbo, she doesn't know even in 6 months if he's going to be mutter to her, then she can divorce him right away. I think, right? We had such a sfar, didn't we?
Okay. I mean, what you're saying is really along the lines, I think, of what we were saying before, that she has a tefiyah already now because of the pending or impending situation, right? You know, you're just hashing up maybe a little bit differently, but that is the idea over here. Okay. You know, maybe we should see if the Mefarshim say the Gemara over here is not going. L'kulei Alma. I mean, Kipshuti, we would like to say, until we see otherwise, that the Gemara should be going L'kulei Alma. Maybe we could adjust it a little bit, maybe like Shlomo was saying, you know, and as far as that. But the Ikas Sforis in the Gemara, right? We'll have to try to cheshbonize the second heresy of the Gemara also.
I only noticed this, in Adam Darim Nachash B'Khtifa, in reference to when the lady does something wrong. I never saw the wording anywhere. I don't remember ever seeing it by when the man does something wrong.
Okay, that's not a possibility.
Okay, I hear. Shkoch.
Now, there is another tzad over here that's mevuyer in Rishonim. There's a point over here that the zman hamtono that we're waiting is that let's see if you hold that. Let's say according to Rav, according to Shmuel. According to Shmuel, let's say, right? That if you make a long nether, so you wait. So we were saying before that possibly the reason is because her tefiyah is not till the problem actually arises, and that's why she has to wait till then. Right? There's a possibly another way to understand that. The waiting really is based on something that you find in the Gemara, b'negei tekoin, that we're what goes into the halacha over here is the possibility or the hopefulness that he'll be shoyl on his nether, and therefore it'll never come to a situation to be megarisher. That's what the purpose of the waiting is. Now, according to that, and then maybe if you understand a little bit differently, that maybe Shmuel maybe Shmuel Be'etzem agrees that really she would have a tefiyah right away. I mean to say that if she was destined of a situation that grants a get, so she wouldn't have to wait till it sets in. Now the point over here is that there's a possibility of gerushin. Right, so maybe we could different ways how you could say it, but let's say we could say it like this: is that therefore the situation is not necessarily destined to be. Whereas if it was destined to be, right, so why wait? Her claim ready would be now. But since that is a possibility that he'll be in a spice, he'll be shayla al nidroi. So b'chlal, we don't see that it's necessarily destined, and that's why. We're waiting till it actually sets in, not because her tfiyah is only till it actually happens. And the plan is that being that he could be nispayis and shalanidroy, so we don't see that it's imminent to be happening. It's not oymit. It's not oymit. The gerushin is not oymit. Right. So maybe that's the issue over here. So we're just shifting things a little bit, and we're saying that even Shmuel B'Yisoid is masking to Rav that anything that if we see the situation that it's imification, Avada her tefillah would be now. Right? The issue over here is that the fact that he could be shoyel, how do you look at that? Mitzad echad, this present situation is that it's oymit. You want to change it, you want to be shoyel, okay, you could do that, right? So maybe that's how Rav understands it, right? That's called like a milsa achriti, a dovra acher, is, you could stop the ball from rolling down the hill. But right now, it is destined to get there, right? And Shmuel Kenzan holds that the side of nispais and shoyel, we see that as that it's not destined. If it's not destined, so there's really no basis to the tefiyah now, because who said that's what's going to be? Okay, so just giving some food for thought. some possible ways to how to understand what the basis of that machlokes is between Rav and Shmuel.
But even Shmuel would have to agree to that, right? Because even after 30 days, he could still be matur the neder, theoretically. The only reason is because of now she's got bizayon. She's right. a different taina.
See, but that probably...
We're saying that's a whole different taina. Well, two tainas here.
Well, see, what we just discussed was...
the issue is if she can force it, right?
Right.
Right. So you don't even mean, well,
once you have the design in front of you, then shoyl, is not really right. That's what we're saying. We're saying being shoyl is just an issue when you don't have the design, you don't have the problem in front of you. Now the problem, then the question is that the fact that it's oymid should make it consider like it's in front of me or not. Is it oymid or not oymid? Right? That's what we're saying. So Shayla is the reason why it's not oymid. Right? But, after 30 days, once the problem is the funeno, then already, then definitely we're not going to,
Which problem is the funeno after 30 days?
The mezainis. Problem of the issue of mezainis.
Why not? Maybe you could have a parnes for longer.
Maybe we're saying that's not an eitz of parnes because of the mezainis.
Yeah, that's the mezainis. So then her taina is really not mezonos. Her taina is mezayon.
So that's what we discussed before, right? Is the root of the taina? Okay, so if the taina is mezayon, so we'll say okay, so we'll stop the parnes. There's no mezayon anymore. So it has to be that the root of her tiny is the mezainis. Now, boss, the pshat is you want to say I have an eitzah. Now, so fine, so you'll get your mezainis. So on that, she's saying it's not an eitzah. This is not an option. Mezainis with mezainis is not an option. So you owe me mezainis. She's being teveh her get because she's not getting mezainis. That's not called giving mezainis, right? That's akopanu. That's how you could understand that, and that's how I would understand. If you want to, you could possibly understand that, because it's a granted she's getting mizayinus, there's no problem, right? You know, bizayin, like, you know, like a side thing, like, you know, right? So that's her tefillah. I wouldn't have understood so that's what it's like, you know, the root of her tefillah is tam mizayinus, is bizayin. But I can't, okay, but maybe you can understand like that also. But would that change things over here?
Let's just go back to what you're saying. That if Shmuel were moda de Rav, that it starts really right away. So then she goes to Beis Din. She really has a taina right away, even according to Shmuel. And Beis Din just says, okay, let's wait 30 days. It's true. You have a taina.
Well, but what I'm saying is that the fact that he could that it's possible that he'll be in his pious, that's what's making it that she doesn't have any taina, because who says, right? And as right now things are working out, right? And basically her taina is that, but this plan over here is destined to collapse, mm-hmm. right? So on that we tell her that that's true, but the whole situation, you know, is not necessarily going to continue. Right, he'll be shoyel, and then the whole thing is not negated. The whole thing, right? So your tefillah is because you're saying that I want my mizaynus, and you're not giving me good eights because this is after in 30 days it's not gonna last more than 30 days. So now we tell him, well, the whole thing won't be necessary more than for 30 days because he'll be shoyel. As far as we're concerned, so you can't come and say that this eitzah is not going to help me for 30 days from now. So I mean, she's coming and she's saying that she sees that the issue is still standing in 30 days from now. Who says? That's what I was saying. Can't come with a tefillah assuming that the issue will be here still in 30 days from now.
And what's Rav saying?
So what I'm making the issue over here is whether the possibility for she'ela says that it's not destined or not, basically. Right? Rav is saying that granted that she'ela is a possibility, but it's a fix from the outside, and until that happens, we're not going to rechanzach with it, because the status quo where things are today is that they're on their way to continue.
It's like, so you drop the ball on a hill on Shabbos, the question of whether it's going to go Dalet Amos or not. Is it like that kind of a machlokas?
Okay. I mean, I'm not exactly sure what the specifics, but yeah, that kind of idea, right? One thing where it is, it's going, right? It's possible something could step in from the outside and stop it. Right, yeah, you know, more tailored to our situation, but yeah, right. But that's the idea here. Okay, so what we just discussed over here was the root of the tefillah, of the claim for a get, is basically, we're saying, it's really, you know, not getting mizaynus. That's really what the root of the claim is. Shloshim on neder, which is shloshim yoim. What that is that being that there's such thing as a parnas, a painless parnas. So there's no basis for any taina, because she is getting her mezainus. Right? So as far as we're concerned, you know, there's no basis to the time. You get your mizaynus and shine. Now, more than 30 days, or let's say after 30 days, let's say, everyone agrees that definitely after 30 days, now she has her tefiyah, and that's because parnas is not an eitzah anymore. Let's say the Gemara says, I mean, really both truths in the Gemara are saying the parents are not eight after 30 days. The question is exactly why, right? Is it because of the Bizoyin, or maybe Stamazai? You know, parents is not the Gemara says it's not something that you can rely on for more than 30 days. But parents is not an eight for more than 30 days. So showing says after 30 days, the parents eight is off, and the basis of its fear, and the Ikram Mizoyin is Choyze Veneer, comes back. And that was saying that there's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel whether if the net was made for more than 30 days, so she's destined of such a situation that she's not going to, right now things were put into play that she's not going to have mezainis in 30 days, whether because of that she already has a tefiah right now. And so either that's the machlekes, you know, is that, or, you know, do you need the actual lack of mezainis in front of you, and the fact that it's destined to come as on and off, or we said that possibly maybe in essence everyone agrees to that, and the machlekes really is whether we see that it's destined from the fact that it's possible that he'll be nisbais and be shoyl. Now let's see Taka a little further, right? This next part of the Mishnah. Yehuda Omer b'Yisrael chodesh echad yikayim shnayim yoytziv ting suba, b'koyin shnayim yikayim shloish yoytziv ting suba. The Mishnah says that if the husband is a koyin, then the waiting period is adjusted. Another month, shloishim yoyim. Now, what is the chilton Yisrael in the Kohen? So Rashi says, "Bisrael im Yisrael shiochel ha'achzis grushos v'kohen shemgashen liyuchel ha'achziru shemasefi yischaret yov rabbonon zimno tfei." So now this needs a little bit of explanation over here, right? He's a Kohen, and there's a sensitivity that we're working with over here, that a kohen, once he's a megarisher, he can't take her back. She's a grusha, a yisrael. Till she remarries, he could always take her back. It's the fact that if he's taka is megarisher, if we'd be working with a 30-day plan, and the halacha will be yetziv eating suba, so he won't be able to take her back. So on that, what we like to understand is that. But how does that work? I mean, she has the basis to be tebe get, right? That lechora shouldn't make any difference. So if her tefiah is that she's not getting her mezainis, like we explained over there,
and you can only get a punish for 30 days.
Yeah, that's also a good point. But let's what Mara says, right? That Yoyis Mishloishim Yoyim is a bizoyim, right? So you know, after 30 days, we were entering the second 30-day period. Now over here, you know, as far as Mila is concerned, one of two things are going to happen, right? Either she's going to be getting Zainas with Bizoin, or she's not getting Zainas at all, right? But her Tfiyah, L'chayra is here. So the fact that he's a Kohen, and we like him to be able to take her back in case he's in this pious from this point and on, how does that change things? Right? That's really the root of your Shaila, I think, right?
Yeah.
You maybe were asking it specifically according to how we were explaining it, and we'll see. Maybe it will make a difference, right? Right. So what do you say about this question, Michael? What did you say? You told me you had some ideas.
Well, I've had. I don't know, but as I'm sitting here thinking about it, I guess I would just think that her, if she gets. What would be the difference if she's not a co? If they're not a Kohen, and they go more than 30 days and they get divorced, so there's obviously there's more bizayon to getting divorced than for people finding out that you're having marital troubles, right? So once they're divorced, there's going to be more bizayon. But if they would get remarried, eventually people kind of forget about it. Now they're remarried, things worked out, and the bizayon kind of goes away over the years. But if they're divorced in a permanent way, now she's a grusha, and she's a grusha forever, and that bizayon is going to last forever. So I guess that I would think that they're weighing various situations of bizayon against each other.
Okay, that's the nice.
But remember, again, the whole thing we're doing after 30 days or 60 days or, you know, wherever it is giving her the right to force a divorce. So there's a very big distinction between her creating the bizayon as compared to him creating the bizayon. In other words, him not feeding her, he's creating a bizayon to her. If she makes the active decision that I want to get divorced, whether she has bizayonos for that or not, I don't know.
So you're saying it's that we're waiting 2 months for her to be able to ask to get divorced, not that we're forcing her to get divorced, the way Rabbi Weinstein wanted to say it before. So even after 2 months, she might not ask to get divorced at all. And it's only if she asks to get divorced.
Again, that's in the Kuda, but the Mishnah is what's happening here. Is she able to force a divorce or ask for a divorce?
He's really saying after 1 month of a kohen, she's still asking for the get, right? So the bizayon of the gerushin, that's in her prerogative.
Right.
I think that's what he's asking.
Okay. So if we're learning that way, that we're not forcing them to get divorced, but only she has the right to demand to get divorced.
Right, that's how I understand it.
So then, what's the difference? Okay. So I'm open to hearing the answers.
Okay, so this is a question.
We can't say that these aren't true and false situations. This is the bizayon builds up, and so after a month, we say that already she has the right to be toveya. But the chachamim say that. But if it's going to cause so much more problems, so by a kohen, we want the level of bizayon to be higher. To balance out the benefit of rectifying the marriage.
Okay. That's maybe tackle what I was going to offer to you, something like that. Can I just say it in the following nusuch? But I think it's really along what you're saying is that, I mean, she has a schus to be teveya a gerushin because of lack of mizaynus, right? But like you're saying that what are the ramifications? What is her schus causing? So in the case of Kain, in the case of Kain, what it's causing is that that basically this marriage is ending right over here, right? There's no hope for a continuation, right? So this is, I think, where you're heading. Let's say the bizoyin of Shloshim Yoim, and we'll see, this might be a little bit dependent on the truth of the Gemara, but if you want to talk in terms, let's say of bizoyin, and so then things are relative, meaning to say that it's a different fear when it involves taking away the possibility of this marriage continuing in the future. So in order being that is what is on, is in question right over here, so she needs a bigger power behind that fear in order to accomplish that, which we're calling that greater bizoyin.
I mean, when a kohen gets divorced, we do the makupo. We make him fold up the get many times in order to give him this cooling off period. It sounds like here we're really pushing her. He could give a get any time. We're pushing her off from demanding a get. So it sounds like we're almost giving her a cooling off period.
to get right well, we're not, because what we're really hoping is that he'll be in his pious, right? That's really what that is, and really, I think that the 30 days over here really are that once that time. See, the 30 days over here, Taki Kim Kana. See, it sounds like he's saying that 30 days, you know, that bizoyin, by that build up of bizoyin already, you know, gives her the schos, no matter what it entails, right? You know, even with a coin. Right? I mean, the you could say a little bit different, and maybe it's mashma like this in the Rishonim, that we're only chayish that he'll be in his pious within 30 days. You know, so if he's not changed his mind within 30 days, then we're not thinking that, you know, that maybe he'll change his mind in the future to save the marriage, right? So it's not relevant anymore. Just right, that's the second 30 days.
What should I follow up?
We give him another 30 days. Now what changes after these second 30 days, right? As far as Kohen is concerned, right? After the first 30 days, we said no, Kohen, he's Kohen. No, we're not giving a gerushin. But after a second 30 days, now yeah. Now why is that so?
We're giving more time for the Kohen to.
So I think that what you were saying really before was that her schus to be teveya get and take away the possibility from this person to remarry. The bizoyin after 1 month is not sufficient to fuel such a tefillah that has such ramifications. Right? I'm putting words into your mouth.
Meaning the bizoyin of them, everybody finds out that they had 1 month of marital problems. That's not as embarrassing as finding out they had 2 months of marital problems.
I think what he's saying was that how mufursim it becomes.
How many people know? She's more embarrassed because more people know they're having marital problems than just a couple of people knowing?
Yeah. Right. Okay. Maybe you could, you know, adjust it differently. But I think that was how Hashlom was going, right? How much bizoyin do you have? So that could be that you know, another 30 days, right? You know, that has reached the bizoyin duration, the bizoyin you know, max that justifies a tefiyah even with such ramifications,
yes.
Right? The other way to understand that is that. Mitzad the Baal, and we're only doing this because we're trying to preserve a marriage, and because he'll be in his spies. So you know, making give a get, and he'll be in his spies after the 30 days. Then it's too late. So we're giving more time for him to be in his spies. But it could be that Shane, you know, a second 30 days, 60 days already. Shane, we don't see
it
happening.
Not going to do it.
Right. So that's what's changing. Is that the whole purpose over here is, you know, to preserve the marriage, but you know, you don't see that's a factor anymore at this point, right? So then not necessarily because the bizoyin is increasing, but this the bizoyin wasn't sufficient is because of the ramification of the situation that became not relevant anymore.
How does the ability to remarry lower lower that threshold?
Which threshold?
The threshold, the bizoyin threshold.
So that's what I'm saying. It's not lowering the bizoyin threshold, but it's not wrecking as much. And in other words, you're balancing two things here: is how much bizoyin there is against how much damage happens, right? So the amount of bizayon that the chachamim, you know, gave for someone married to a Yisrael to get divorced, which is causing level one damage, so they gave 30 days, but to cause the, you know, irreversible divorce, there they, you know, there they needed a higher level of bizayon in order to, you know, for the benefit of giving her that right to offset the problem of making a marriage on the.
Who are they trying to protect?
Who are they trying to protect?
I think it's really the husband over here. That's how it sounded like to me. But
when you say protect, you mean making the 30. In other words, the giving the ability to cause the divorce is to protect the wife, right? But giving the 30 days or 60 days, that's to protect the husband,
right?
Right, because again, he's able to divorce immediately at any time. Right, you're not protecting her at all.
Protecting him because he could divorce her at any time. You're protecting him by pushing off her schus. So she needs to have a bigger bizayon before she can force him to divorce. Because if she wouldn't have such a big bizayon, and she could force him to divorce, and he hasn't cooled off yet as a Cohen, let's say, or whatever, then now he's not going to be, and the problem is that he really now wants to, he wants to be married to her. Oh, because he wants to be married to her, because that's why he's not giving her a get. If he didn't want to be married to her, he would give her a get right now. So he obviously wants to be married to her, but he's angry. So we're protecting him by forcing her to wait longer for him to cool off and get rid of this thing, because he really wants to be married to her.
I don't know if you can say, like, there's a general protection that the world is better if, you know, a world that doesn't have a divorce in it is better, you know, that they're just looking at a whole situation also. Mm-hmm. That's a possibility.
Okay, right. That's a possibility. Right.
All right, I hear.
Right. So this is what we're offering, a possible way to understand it. And maybe the way we're packaging it over here is that the tefiah that she has, the basis of her right is dependent on the ramifications of what she's doing. You need a bigger battery, you know, to take you further. Right, so the ramifications of this get is how far you're going, and therefore there's a different power source that you need to accomplish that, and that will be that either levels of bizoyin or kobe that bizoyin bechlal doesn't help for that, and like we said before, and we're just waiting till his. Right, till his side of things fall out after 30 days. Fine, you know, he's not right. He's not going to be inspired. That's not. We don't see that happening anymore. So that falls out.
But do we ever get into how Rav would understand this whole thing with the Kohen? Because if he says that,
let's hear it. Right.
If the divorce happens, you know, once you know it's going to be for. More than 30 days, so then you get divorced immediately, so then there's no calling off.
Yeah, let me take a think about that. That is a general shilom according to Shita's Rav. Hold this whole sheet over here. Is praying, given more time. Okay, I'm back after I think about that. According to Rav. Okay, okay, I don't want to take too much time right now working at it. That didn't work it out. Okay, it's good shiver. Good to shiver. Now, what do you hold about this? I mean, I saw, the ha'orim, really, it's really like a halacha shailo over here. That in the Gemara says that the zman of shloshim yoim is based on bizayin. Right. So what would you think that? You know, in general, you know, that's what we, there's some kind of kavis like that, right? So, you know, I we'll work with that. But let's say we know otherwise. Either that we know that the word got out before Shloshim Yoyim, right? Mm-hmm. So the Bizoyin is happening. Or
the
Hidach
Kisa. And the WhatsApp and the
right.
The news can get out much faster.
Right. Right. Or else, fakert, right? Whatever. If we know the situation is, the things are being kept at bay, and things are not getting out, right? Right. So, what would you think about that, right? So like this. So the truth is that we really have to down each of these two cases by itself.
Well, the method makes it sound like we made a shear. Once you make a shear, it's 30 days. I mean, obviously, not every person is going to get out the news exactly 30 days. Some are going to be there sooner, some are going to be later. But
yeah, right. Okay. So what we want to know is that maybe that's just min hastam. Right, if you don't have the gauge on it, right? So we'll assume that's what it is. But if you know otherwise, and just to bring out the point over here, that you know, if we're understanding that her tefiyah is based on bizoyin, right?
Well, you know, like we're saying, based on that he's supposed to give her mizoyin.
Yeah, okay, like we explained, right? That you know, mizoyinus with bizoyin is not mizoyinus, right? You know, right? But. Akoponim, but definitely when the bizoyin kicks in, right? So that's the basis of her tefiyah. So if we know that before 30 days that there is bizoyin over here, so we'll have to explain why she doesn't have a tefiyah, right? You know, you have to have some kind of override. You know, if you want to say that Chazal set, you know, a set thing. But what that is going to have to therefore mean is that Chazal are not going to be mischashiv with really a power that she has, right? They have to.
Well, what's bizarre? Is bizarre one person finding out? Or bizarre is 10 people finding out? Where do you draw the line for bizarre?
Granted, but whatever the 30-day bizarre was, that's we're talking. We're making an assumption over here. That let's say the 30-day bizoyin that Chazal were talking about happened after 10 days, right? That's what we're talking about, right? So we're not missing in the bizoyin saturation period. Right? We have the bizoyin, right? So you could be right that once Chazal said his mom, that's what it is. But just to realize what that means, mitzad echad that. Even though befoil the bizoyin is over here, so really the basis for the taina is over here, but you know Chazal have to be mafkia and is assuming like this that there's a real intrinsic basic for a basis for a tefiyah. Right? That's what I'm assuming. Right? We'll see in a second. Maybe there's another way to hear it. But if there's an intrinsic basis for a tefiyah, and Chazal, you know, want to set up a standard over here, just, you know, that thing shouldn't be complicated, but that means that there's going to be a hafko, they're going to take away a right that she really should have, right, if you understand like that, in that case. Now, let's just go to the other case. And now, what's in the other case? If you have 30 days and there's no bizayin over here, right? And we're saying, and we want to know, could she be toiveya? Chazal set up, you know, a 30-day thing. Well, if you know there's no bizayin, so there's really no basis. So, you know, in the mechanics of the inyonim, that means Chazal is going to be giving her a new koyach, not really based on something intrinsic. It's just... Since
now
Chazal,
it's at Takanos Chachamim that after 30 days she has a right to demand that again.
It's right. It's a new thing. So not without an intrinsic basis, and that's what it'll be. You know, that if there is such a setup of a standard 30 days, so what I'm just bringing out is that in that there's two chidushim that Chazal are going to have to accomplish: take away a tefiyah possibly of someone who has bizoyim before 30 days. And idach gisa, to give a new koyach hatfiyah to someone after 30 days who doesn't really have any bizoyin. I just thinking in nowadays terms, you know, such a thing like, you know, when you're talking about a parent, right? Today everything really goes with, you know, with a press of a button. Like, you know, really how much, like, the bizoyin do you really have in such a thing, right? You know, who knows who's pressing the button on their Chase account? Or
if she does have bizoyin, why can't he just pay her for the bizoyin or whatever? Why does that have anything to do with anything? I mean, bizoyin is...
But that's what we're saying. It's not like a side thing, the bizoyin. It's in a way of receiving bizoyinus. She has the right.
Doesn't perform bizoyinus obligation.
Right. Mm-hmm. A kapon. Okay, so that was that needin. Now, I wanted to also get back to over here that. The Gemara, we'll talk about it even we didn't see the Gemara. But the Gemara has another possibility in explaining the Shloshim Yoim, not based on the Bizoyin. and.
Till 30 days does the Shlichus after 30 days.
Right. The Rishonim say that in that scenario, when he's making the Nether, Kishi Arusa, Bizoyin is not relevant. You don't have the Bizoyin over there. Right? So the Gemara has to, if it says a new svaro. A new svaro that a parnis is only reliable for Shloshim Yoyim.
Then he can set up that the first parnis does the first 30 days and then hire a second parnis.
Right.
The second.
So someone asked that question, right? So I don't know what the... what the answer to that is. Basically, I don't know what the right answer to that is.
Is this applicable elsewhere in Shas, that a shliach is only reliable for 30 days, and after 30 days we can't rely on a shliach?
No. This is that dafke.
Only local?
Dafke, yeah. It's a local svara over here.
I mean, do we sit with it in the end? We keep that svara. They just have it.
There's two truths in Gemara. The third teres in Gemara maybe falls off, but the second teres of the Gemara remains. Right, that's what it would seem like.
He has marvelouses.
Right.
So you're saying when they say, you know, Mechavrata Kedushanin and Meikara, it doesn't throw away all those svaras. Those svaras still remain with us, even though we went back to the original teretz.
We just mean to say that the third teretz, the Gemara has problems with, right? Venisis. And therefore, the Meikara, I'm thinking it means the first as opposed to the second. It just means the first two ways as opposed to the third.
All right?
Because there was no real question on the second teretz. Right? So there's no reason why the Gemara should be chayzer from the second teretz. Also, what I'm just heading at is like this. We just discussed.
It says in the footnote that the Ran says. The Ran says shetzided lomar she'ein kavanas the Gemara litchos rak es hatirutz achron ela kavanas litchos es shnei hatirutzim achronin.
Oh, right. He says that because the riff doesn't bring it down. That's why the Ran says that.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. I didn't want to say that because you were learning differently from that, but that's fine.
but that doesn't make so much difference for what we want to talk about right now, because what we want to point out is like this: is that we're schmoozing Kohen, right? And we're talking about Kohen, right? We're talking about the din of Kohen, and we're trying to understand that. Why do things change by Kohen? So we were all talking in terms of Bizoyin. Mean like this, is that that granted that we're saying that the central taina is the taina of getting Bizoyinus, and if she's not getting her Bizoyinus, then she has a right to be Tevea Gerushin. Now, what about she's getting Bizoyinus? But the Bizoyinus comes with a little bitter taste. Right? So That the Gemara is working with, that definitely by Neshi Sisro, that Mizoinus in a bitter taste, is that's not getting the Mizoinus in the way she's entitled to get, and therefore, as far as she's concerned, that's not getting Mizoinus, and she has her tefiah.
After 3 days.
Right, when the Mizoinus sets in. Now we said, in explaining Kohen, why is Kohen have a longer duration, so we were talking in terms of Mizoin, and basically what we were saying was, just to bring out the point that since she is getting the Mizoinus, right, but it just coming, it's coming with the Mizoin. So now we have to weigh the two sides of things. And basically, what we were saying is that since essentially she's getting her Mizoinus, so the fact that Mizoinus, you know, with a Mizoin, that's not a basis to be Tevea Gerishin by a coin. Now, but according to this teretz of the Gemara, the Gemara is saying that after 30 days, as far as we're concerned, parnas is not non-existent. So basically, she's not getting mizoynus at all, right? So then that makes things a little more difficult over here to understand. Then, you know, she's not getting her mizoynus. So the fact that he's a kohen, why do things change? Right? How do we explain that?
Maybe that's why the riff doesn't bring it down.
Okay, that might be another question on it. But the more, let's say it's a doichek, but there has to be some kind of explanation over here.
Right. I mean, sometimes you see him.
It doesn't mean that a shliach doesn't do it at all. It means he's not as meticulous. He'll skip some days. He's not going to stop cold turkey and stop giving any mizonos after 30 days. It means ein shliach doesn't do it.
How's that helping? We said there's a difference between kohen and not kohen. If he goes for 60 days, then it goes for 60 days. If he goes for 30 days, it goes for 30 days. It's a difference. Cold
Maybe he'll only bring cold turkey.
Okay, so we have to know what the answer to this is. Right? I mean, probably what we try to say is something along the lines that you're saying we'll be able to limp our way through on another 60 days, you know, with a shliach, another 30 days, right, with a shliach that needs some support and some encouragement. Right? Yeah. Okay, but that's just a piece in the chesed that we have to work out. Yeah. Okay. It's running a little late, so I'm gonna jump in. Let's jump straight into the Gemara over here. Vetmar, we keep him the Meshubid law, Hechi Motzi Madi law. Kol Kaminei, the Mafgolo Lishibuda. Kol Kaminei, that's a question. Does he have the power to Mafkia her Shibud? And Mor brings a raya to that. needs a raya. I see Mor is Taka not asking only Misvara, because it's Taka not so poshut. That's a poshut. Fet Marakasho, that since he's mishubit to her, that how could the neder be chal tima mafkia a shibud? So Mar brings a raya to that, because fatnan koim sheni yis lepicha eni tzoch lahofer. When she makes the neder, that her ma'isi adayim, she's asking her ma'isi adayim on him. The halach is eni tzoch lahofer.
Go read the Rambam and the Ran.
Okay. Yeah.
Since you mentioned that. See, go look at the Rambam.
Gemara makes it sound like it's Pashit.
Yeah, I understand. So go look at how the Rambam paskins, and then go look at how the Ran explains the Rambam. It's Gevaldik.
The Ran explains the Rambam?
Yeah, he has a very long haracha explaining the Rambam. The Rambam, whatever. There's I'm just giving you Mara Makomas.
So Zokt Gemara, Araya. A raya that the neder is nachal mikayach hashibud. If he's mishubud. Now this point of the Gemara is one of the rayas that Tosis brings, not like Rashi. The Mishnah starts over here, Hamadas Ishtoi, and the question in the Mishnah is that, you know, Madar Ishtoi, Milhonas Loi would seem to be including everything. If it includes everything, then it talks to Tashmish also. And this manum from Tashmish that the Mishnah in Samachal says is a Shvua Echad. So why is a Mishnah Shloishim Yoim? Right? So Rashi says that Mishubit Lo, right? He's Mishubit to her. So it's not Chal Lagabe. Gabi Tashmish, and the reason
even though over there the
nether
was Chalat
Tashmish,
even though he was
Meshubit
there.
But like we saw, the nether has to be made in a specific way. It's
Tam as
a
Yikin. Asked the Hanoh for himself.
She, right, yeah. Right, himself, right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, like I saw not in the Rashi over there. So on that, Taisa asked the Kasha the following question. That when the Gemara is about to ask the Kasha over here, right, the how could the neder be chal? So the backing to that question of could a neder be mafkia a shibud or not? So the Gemara goes to bring a raya from Yena Mishnah over the Nedorim, right? Frek Tosfos Akasha, according to Rashi, why running so far? In our Mishnah itself, the reason why the Zman is not 1 week is because the neder wasn't chal gabi tashish. Why not? Because Meshubit lo. So the Mor should have asked, Minei obey. Right? That's Kashim Rashi. You say, it can't be that the reason in our Mishnah, the reason why it's not chal gabi tashish is because of Shibud. Because if that was so, the Mor doesn't need the Bikis to ask the question. You have right over here, you have the basis for the question. That was Tosis's.
Well, there's a whole question about the Mishnah when it says Amadu Ishto, as if it's talking about a nether for everything, or is it talking about a nether only for mammonistic things?
No, well, that's the Machlok expression in Tosis over here, right? That's where Tosis gets to what he's saying. Okay. Right?
And Rashi's answer.
What did Tosis say? I didn't see the Tosis. I just heard this on a tape.
Oh, yeah, you could look. This is, I mean, Tosis is questioning this Rashi.
So what does
Tosis
come out?
Look at the last one. Those are the words of Tosis. that my shmois of these words don't include tashmish. They only
when it says mezonos means all mamonos things.
So this is what we mentioned before. It sounds like some of Farshim understand that's the chilut that Taisus makes, right? That was the whole Taisus. That was maybe mashmos specifically mezonos. Rakoponim, right. Now.
Right. And Rashi, I assume, would answer that the Gemara in Hachinami had understood that he can't take off her shibud, and that's why it never asked on the other Mishnah from our Mishnah on 1 week versus a month, right? And Rashi has an answer, right?
Well, one more time, let me just repeat what we were asking of him. We're asking a local question over here, that when the Gemara over here is asking the Kasha that. For mezonos, right? Why is he mechuyev? What does he mean? I'm a parent. Why does he need a parent? That there shouldn't be chal, right? So he should just continue on doing whatever he was doing. Then now the Gemara, in order to ask the kasha, you have to know that a neder can't be mafkia shibud. So the question is, what's the raya? What is the raya that what's the backing to such a thing? So the Gemara brings a Mishnah Nedarim, right? On that Taisus is asking that according to you, Rashi, that the reason why it wasn't Chal Gabi Tashmish is because of Shibud, so the Gemara should have brought the Raya from the Reisha, the Iker Halacha of the Mishnah. That's the context how Taisus is asking the question. And not so much asking the question on that Mishnah, but as far as a Raya, there's a Raya Mineu Bei, right? Within the lines of this Mishnah itself, we have the Raya. We wouldn't have to go to Meseches Nedarim to bring the Raya.
Meaning it would have said, obviously you can't, he's not getting rid of the Chiyuv of Tashmish, because Chiyuv of Tashmish would be after 1 week.
Right.
And you see, he didn't get rid of that Shibud.
Right, so why not? So Elamai, he can't mafkid the Shibud. Right? So then, okay. then basically, what's the difference between Tashmish and Mezainis?
Okay.
Right?
Okay, so then you have to say that Rashi's answer would be, okay, they could have asked it, they asked it this way.
might be a little bit better based on the following that there could be a chiluk between the chiv tashmish and the chiv mezainis. As far it depending on what you hold the chiv mezainis is the rice or not, right?
I mean, because Rashi would say the chi of Tashmis is for sure d'oraisa,
right?
And therefore, there was no question to even ask
about
it.
Right. That you can't be mafkia. You're right. You can't mafkia that. But this over here, had anyone the rabbon, you can't be mafkia.
They say that the stira in Rashi's, I don't know where, but somewhere, some places Rashi makes it sound like mazonos d'oraisa, some places Rashi makes it sound like mazonos d'rabbon. He said it on the tape.
Mm-hmm. It can't. I mean, Rashi can't just answer that. That although it would be alluded to in our Mishnah, hafara, but it's not, you know, clearly written as compared to the other Mishnah. You know, and it's Enetzarech Lahafer is
okay. Okay.
More clear. You're saying it's more foolish.
Oh, could be. Okay. Right, that's a possibility. Right. Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Shlomo, the other Shlomo. Sorry, we're just trying to keep up with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
Thank you.
That's a possibility. Okay, we're running a little late, so let's just see if we could find a spot to land. Okay? Let's see. Akapon, that's the Mura's Kasha. And Fetigimoro. El Mutech Shioch Lomati Maise Yodecho Bimzene Secho. Nase Koim Lati Maise Yodecho Bimzene Secho. The Mura works with this din of tzimai seidechem zenisecho, the Gemara comes out. And I think Gemara at this point wants to say that there should be an implication from the fact that the neder was made even without specifically having to establish that. Right? The Gemara basically asks that over there say it also. So the Mora proves that we can't go so far to say that there's a nase, that the implication will activate that in itself. And the Mora comes out that our mission is Hochmaya Skina. We're talking about in the case of the Gemara. Let's just hear that for one moment. Yeah? That he's telling her, right? Now, let's take a think about that for a moment over here. What is he doing with that? I mean, we know from the Gemara that this only helps only if what she's making covers
the mezonos.
Covers her mezonos, right? So what's the basis? Is something really changing over here, or this is just a more like a practical thing? Instead of sending your mezonos into my account and I send it back to you, so keep it and you'll get your mezonos from your now I mean if that's the pshat, if that would be the pshat, maybe you think that's what this is, because the truth is that he has a chiv mezonos, right? So does he have the right to take off his chiv mezonos? So, therefore, we might have thought that what this is just a practical technicality, just a technical way of doing things. But the shaila is that in our sugya, what are we gaining over here, right? The Gemara's kasha was that if he has a chivma, he can't be mafkia his shibut. Now, if his shiva mezainis remains, and what this just does is just tells her, rather than bring it to me, you keep it. But really, what's happening is that he's really fulfilling his shiva mezainis, right? By giving her ma'isi adayim. So just rather than bringing it here, if that's what's happening, then the Gemara didn't answer the question, because the question was that if his chiv mezainis is standing, he can't be mafki his chiv mezainis. Right? So the Mefarshim therefore speak out that from our Gemara you see this concept of tzi ma'isi adecha b'mezainis secha is taka ahafko, he's taka taking off his chiv mezainis. Right? That's what this din is. That in this issue.
But then if he's really removing his chiv mezainis, that if it's low safka, why is he obligated to pay the difference?
Because he could only remove only what taka she has compensation for. That's
it's not a real hafka of the chiv mezonos. It's a partial hafka up to the dollar amount that
she's... Right. But the point that we're saying over here is right. That's not the point that we're saying. Was as far as the nether being chal, right? The nether will be chal on taka something that his chiv does not exist, right? That's the point. The most kasha is how could his net be chal to be mafkir shibud? The terrace is that there is no shibud, right? Now, of course, you're right that if it's loista hafka, so for that amount he is mishubud and in a chenami. That's why.
So hold on. Well, Adam, if it sounds like the way you're understanding is that she gets five sloim, let's say, of food, and if she's making three, he can say, I'm mafkia, my shibud of three, and I only have to pay you two.
Right.
So then what's the Gemara saying is hadar kushin leduchte? It sounds like they're saying that he can't partially get rid of his chiyuv. It's either she's making enough and he can get rid of it, or she's not making enough and he can't get rid of it.
I thought that hadar kushin leduchte meant his chiv of the two won't allow the neder to be chal.
Right, won't allow the neder to be chal at all.
The neder, but he still made the arrangement. He still was mafkia his shibud on two, on three, but the neder won't be chal.
There's two things going on. He made a statement, Tima Sadechma Sasacha, that's not the nether, and then he also made a nether. He did two separate things, right?
Right, but I don't know if I'm losing something for a second. In the Gemara, what do you gain? He still has a chiyuv, and his nether is being mafkir the chiyuv. He can't be mafkir the chiyuv. See, the Gemara is still working over here, right? Before, there's a balance over here, right? That there's really like a shikl stir over here going on. Mitzad echad, if there's a chiyuv, and that's why he does a parnas in order to fulfill his chiyuv. If there's a chiyuv, then the nether can't be chal. If the nether was chal, because there's no chiyuv, then why is there a parnas, right? You have to juggle the two things over here. How is that possible? So let's say the Gemara is working through that he was mafki. Let's talk in these terms. He's mafki his chiyuv with a tzi ma'isi yedecha. So for Gemara's, then what's left? What? Why is there a parnas? Teres is because it doesn't cover. So for Gemara, then it doesn't. If it doesn't cover, so then the net shouldn't be chal. Now, what does the Gemara mean right over here? Let's talk about what you're saying. What you're saying. Let's say, if he was mafkia, right, for the Dvarim Gedolim, and that is chal klape the Dvarim Gedolim, and let's say that it would not be chal klape the Dvarim Tanim, so what would that mean? What would that mean? That probably Taka would not allow the net to be chal at all. That's probably true.
Are we saying, according to the final maskan of the Gemara, where in other words that she's not mochalas?
No, we're before that. We're in that statement when the Gemara asks that if she's rogel on the dvarim ktanim. So hada kushi l'duchta, right over there.
It even says hada kushi l'duchta by the lo safka.
Yeah, that's the one I was asking.
Further up, the lo safka.
Okay, bid lo safka, right?
So then I'm missing what's bothering us here.
You should be happy. Nothing bothers you.
Yeah,
that's it. Bothers me that it bothers
the Gemara me. Says that he said mafur sima sayadaych. Right? So it says, so if she's making five slime,
right?
So he can say that. There's no problem.
Right.
And there's not even, he doesn't even have to divorce her. Right?
Right, yeah.
He's allowed to say it.
Uh-huh.
So it says, or he wasn't, she's not making enough.
Right.
So the Gemara says, if she's not making enough, she's only making three.
Right.
Hadar kushta l'duchtai.
Right.
Well, what about
so? What's the question? What's the hadar kushta l'duchtai?
He's meshuba to give her the extra
right.
toe, and therefore he can't make another to say that she doesn't get it.
So his not chal at all.
So let's just work it out.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
It's probably not chal at all. Probably not chal. But even if that wouldn't be true, let's say, right? Let's say
when he said, "See, my zedek was asach." Is that the nether, or is that in addition to the nether?
He has to give her.
When he said, "See, my zedek was asach," is that the nether, or is that in addition to the nether?
In addition.
He said first he mentioned the
right.
and then he made the nether.
Right. I'm just trying to see what you're working with over here. That I think regardless, that would be, you know, even if theoretically the nether would help klape what it's sapko, what she could afford, right? But how do you learn the Mishnah? What's the Mishnah saying? The Mishnah is mevur that you have this balance over here,
right.
That the net is chal and there's a parnas,
right.
So memonoshoch, right?
Well,
if it's
safka,
there's no parnas, and klape the last two, right? So there's no, you know, you don't have this compromise of a parents, right? Either you don't need a parents or parents doesn't help.
Okay. I mean, I guess what you're saying is the Hilchos Nedarim question. Is, you know, that we, you know, if you knock off a part of a nether, does it knock off a whole nether or not, right? But regarding our Gemara, I think the Rav is saying,
yeah, it would make a difference. It would make a difference. I would think that I mean, regardless, let's say he's.
I guess I wasn't understanding that he makes two different statements, but I hear now you're saying that he's making two different statements. I thought they were changing the lashon. That's the whole point. That they're trying to change his lashon from madir to tzima seyadayich. It's one statement.
You understood there was one statement, and what we call a nether, he was saying, is what we do, it's see my sidak, that's what I understood. That's my Chavusa thought, and I told him he's wrong.
Okay.
I don't know, but I told him.
But at least you hear that, so, you know, someone else also had that idea. So maybe
I hope I was right.
Not so fast. Okay, I still think that you're right, but, you know.
I mean, well, I'm not sure, as soon as Nasek Omer, I don't know what they need Nasek Omer. If he said both statements, then what are we saying Nasek
no,
Omer?
No, it's Hakanat. It's not. No, the Sakadaitach of the Gemara is that just saying the nether implies, you know, that he wants them to activate whatever is necessary in order for the nether to be chal. And that Gemara says there's no nasa. We can't make a nasa. So the Gemara, okay, fine. He spoke it out, right? So he actually set up the groundwork for this nether to be chal. Right? Two steps. Alright, it's very late now. Okay, so I'm sorry. We'll have to hold over here. But, okay.
He said on the tape something that the Machlokes Rav Huna Rav, Amar Rav, and Reish Lakish about whether the lady can say, Yechol Yisha Shetama Lepayla in his Enes Veino Osa, that Machlokes is only when the lady says it. But he came out from the Mepharshim, this and that. The husband saying, "See, Ma'asei Daich from his own Asayich." Everyone agrees the husband can do it.
Yeah, right. And even Rav Huna is maskim to that. That's the way.
Even Reish Lakish is maskim to that.
That's what you meant, I believe, right?
But even Rav Huna. Well, the question is, who is the takana for? Is the takana for the lady? Or is the takana for the man? If it's takana for the lady, then she should have control, and that's what Michael meant. If it's takana for the lady, then she should have control. She should be able to say. It is that it's also, but he should not be allowed to say. That's what I meant to say. But if it's a takana to help the man, so then she shouldn't be allowed to say it. Only he should be allowed to say it. But he came out the Mepharshim say that everyone agrees he can say Tzima Sidak Mizonasak. Everyone agrees, and the whole machlokes is whether she can.
Now, what practically speaking, what changes when he says Tzima Sidak Mizonasak? Right? If her
parnasa is enough, she doesn't have any way to go to him for food. If she makes more parnasa, she keeps the extra. And the only difference is if there's not enough.
What's changing as far as when he's saying that? What's changing exactly?
I'm not sure the question. What's changing where?
When he's saying what would happen till now? Till now, the boss would send him the check. You go into his account, and his account would forward, you know, that amount to her.
Food.
Right. So fine. So that's not happening. Okay. You get the check. I keep mine. Right. So what changed? Why is it? What are we doing this for? Why is someone?
Are you saying why? You're not saying what changed. You know what changed. You're saying what's the point?
Yeah, right.
No, the point is sometimes if she makes more money, she can keep the extra.
That's true, but there's no reason for him to do that. He's not.
He doesn't want to be bothered with having to deal with her mazonas.
Okay, so I mean, he's not going to force him to take her money. Right.
If she has the potential to earn the money, but doesn't go out to work, could he say it? Could he still make that stipulation? Let's say she's reading novels at home, and he says, you know,
"Okay, right."
She has a chiyuv to do a certain amount. That's the chiyuv of the unless she has one maidservant, two maidservants, has a certain amount that she has to work.
But let's see what that means. Let's say she's not. So before he says that, you know, she's not doing what she has to do. So
you can bring her to din, right?
Right, bring her to din.
There's a question. Can she just say any osa without saying any nozenis? I want you to keep feeding me. I'm just not going to work. That's a question. Can he force her to work or not? Right. That's a, that might also come into whether you can count this the other seven malachim, you know, toward the five sloim. Might be part of that malachim. So malachim, right? Thank you, malachim. Shkoch.
Remember once he said that it was food for thought. I'll say it's mizonas for thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Very
good. Okay. Shkoch. All right. Well, lots of questions.